The Gemara says the three books are open in Rosh Hashanah. This was taught by Rav Krispidai and the new Rav Yochanan. And these three books are books for the righteous, for the wicked, and for the Beinoni. Perhaps we'll call the Beinoni the mediocre. The Gemara tells us that whoever is righteous is immediately written, perhaps sealed, in the Book of Life. The wicked are written and sealed in the Book of Death. And the others, the Beinoni, are held in abeyance. By the way, this should mean that most of us are tzaddikim, of course, certainly all yeshiva students, and therefore they can take off the 10 days. There's no reason to work that hard because they've already written and sealed in the Book of Life. Nonetheless, as we continue and look at the commentaries regarding these days, theoretically, all a person needs to do to break a tie, the Beinoni is a tie. All they need to do is to do one more mitzvah, or on the other hand, one more sin, and the tie is broken, they're no longer Beinoni. It's interesting when the Rambam writes this law, instead of saying, as the Gemara says, Zachu, or Lo Zachu, they merit or they don't merit to be written in the Book of Life or not, the Rambam changes it and says that if the person did tshuva, then they'll be written in the Book of Life. And this nuance of the Rambam, like so many others, has caused a great amount of ink to be spilled. Why did the Rambam change it? Shouldn't this be enough to change the tie? Shouldn't more mitzvot? I mean, right afterwards, the Rambam himself writes that during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we do all kinds of mitzvot. We give tzedakah, and we pray, and we do other things as well. Why, when the Rambam formulates this law, does he say tshuva? So one of the Achronim came, moved, lived in Eretz Yisrael, studied with the Chazon Ish, a sefer called the Emek Bracha. He writes, for a very simple reason, on Rosh Hashanah is already a new year, and you judge for the previous year. And anything you do in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is not going to help last year. It's only going to help you towards the next year. But you have 10 days to do tshuva, because tshuva is the only thing which can change the past. And the truth is, it's really a compelling interpretation. There's another question, and that is this necessarily true? And this really comes down to, how does God operate? What kind of accounting services are used? Is it really that the year is over on that day and that's it, or not? So if we look at something that the Gra wrote in his Bir Halacha, which is not necessarily the first place you would go looking to clarify, I would say, a very powerful hashkafic point. There's an argument when we say Kiddush Levana for the month of Tishrei. The Vilna Gaon says, say it right away, as soon as you can. First opportunity, say it. And he explains, don't wait till after Yom Kippur. Because this one mitzvah could tip the scales. This one mitzvah, Kiddush Levana, can change everything. So therefore, we see the Gra did not subscribe to this interpretation that good deeds would only count towards the next year, because the Gra says that this can change and this can save you in Yom Kippur. The Gra, in his Kabbalistic writings, commentaries, Perish to the Sifrei Tzitzanusa, actually explains this in a much deeper way without making any reference to Kiddush Levana as well, but there is something nonetheless very ironic. The Gra there was talking about the year, and the Gra notes, not like we think, that the year begins on Rosh Hashanah and ends on the very last day of Elul. Rather, the Gra says there is a discrepancy between the lunar year and the solar year, and we need to have some kind of reconciliation. And therefore, he says that the new year indeed begins every year in Rosh Hashanah, but the old year doesn't end until Yom Kippur. And these 10 days are days of reconciliation. They're days of reconciliation between the solar year and the lunar year, and they're days of reconciliation between man and God. So according to the Vilna Gaon, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is certainly days of tshuva, but it's also a time of mitzvot. Because the mitzvot that we do are going to impact the previous year, because we're still part of the previous year, even the new year began, which means we have 10 days that we can have a reconciliation between man and God, between the sun and the moon. It's a reconciliation of the entire cosmos. And that's really what tshuva is. Not just fixing myself as an individual, it's fixing everything. During these particular days, there is an incredible holiness. And it's almost perhaps that these mitzvot count twice. They count towards the old year and they count towards the new year. You get double your money's worth for these mitzvot. So Bezrat Hashem, all of us will merit to do tshuva as we need to perform the mitzvot that we need to, perform a reconciliation between ourselves and God. Ketiva v'chatima tova.